Right, so we were discussing last time about the chiyav women about in on mitzvahs asei shazman grama, their pater, but the machlokes rishonim, achronim, machaba, rama, ashkenaz, svard, on whether they volunteer a bracha. The Dominic svard is not. The Dominic ashkenaz is yes, which led us on akasha. How come by havdalah then the rama says better for a woman to hear from a man? So the Magen Avraham writes because they only volunteer brachas on mitzvahs that involve the ma'aseh, like sukkah and lulav. But on mitzvahs that just involve a bracha, they don't. Like, and that's why they don't do kiddush rabbanan. The Taz says because it's havdalah's drabbanan, and women only volunteer, even according to those who say they volunteer a bracha, that's only on a deraisa. Havdalah is drabbanan, so they don't. So our minhag is women try not to hear, women make havdalah on their own. Women try to hear havdalah from their husband, from a male, but if not, push comes to shove, according to many poskim, they can make their own. However, many women are still uncomfortable making. So in fact, I got a shiloh once that was actually there, but it was at a bar mitzvah. And they were doing one of these musical havdalahs. And musical havdalahs is they sing over a microphone, different musical havdalahs. I have a musical havdalah all the time, but it's the singing. That's okay. But I mean here, it's over a microphone. So basically, someone made havdalah. So I was close enough anyway, I heard havdalah. So the child was like this, is the person heard Havdalah over the mic. However, his wife didn't hear Havdalah. And she wanted to hear Havdalah. As we pointed out, gender dominic is that if a woman doesn't have to make her own Havdalah, she doesn't. So she usually gets a male. But here a husband, well, it's a shiloh if he heard Havdalah. Because he heard Havdalah over the microphone. So that's a big shiloh in general. Microphone, it could be a phone. A big machlokas Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach in the Mincha Shlomo versus Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Mincha Shlomo in general is against doing all these things, Megillah reading, Havdalah, anything over the microphone, because he thinks it's not considered hearing. You're not hearing the person's voice, and you can't apply the principle of Yotzamotzi. So you're definitely not Yotze. Then it's a further discussion whether you should answer Amen if you hear a bracha, because the people in Alexandria, in the shul, they waved the flags even though they didn't hear, so that further mistook because they were in the same room. So maybe in the same room you can, but if not, you can't. So either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman generally is against being Yotze, generally against, and Rav Moshe, even though he's mistook, but he's at least more in, he at least entertains. At first he says, yeah, maybe you're never hearing the sound directly, it's okay. Then he says, okay, better not to. And, maybe for Havdalah or Megillah, maybe there's room to be lenient. So, what's that? Why Havdalah? In words. So, I don't know if he means Havdalah for everyone. So, because in fact, they say over there, Rav Moshe used to make Havdalah over the phone after Rav Henkin passed away. Rav Henkin lived on the Lower East Side and Rav Moshe. I guess they overlapped. And Rav Henkin died first, so I guess his wife was an almana. So they say that every Saturday night, Rav Moshe made Havdalah for Rav Henkin's wife. So we see a raya over here that Rav Moshe's phones are good. So yeah, that could be. Others want to say it's no raya. Maybe it's specifically Havdalah. And why? What do you mean? Why specific Havdalah? Because as we mentioned, or if we didn't, it's a big shaila. And whether women are chayiv in Havdalah or not. The Rambam holds the chayiv in HaTorah. Others hold, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and they're exempt. And it's even a shayla, they're clearly exempt, and it's a shayla if they can even make their own Havdalah, because even though in general we permit. But over here, because like the Taz and the Magen Avraham, different reasons we don't recommend women to be making an Havdalah. So the case was here is that on one hand, so it's a suffix whether the husband's yotze. Well, suffix if you go according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's not yotze. According to Rav Moshe, he is. So if you make a psak, then obviously it's according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he can make havdalah for his wife since he wasn't yotze havdalah. According to Rav Moshe, let's assume you yotze, and let's say at worst you're mesupik. So if you're mesupik, then you can't make another bracha then. And then to what does the wife do? So at the end of the day, we found another male who, I guess he went with Rabbeinu Tam, he didn't make havdalah yet, and he made havdalah. So that was the problem. Also, I had that recently in a Pesach hotel, that a musical havdalah, and so number one, besides the general making it over a microphone, I'm not even sure it could have been, yeah, the guitar, which wouldn't have been an issue. I'm not sure if it was a microphone, but maybe there was some F-stick in between. Again, so the bottom line was that we found someone else who didn't hear havdalah, so we were yotze. So depending on what you hold by phones, it depends what you hold by havdalah. Like, therefore, so that's in the clue to hear in general. So that'd be the same question in general. Now that we have COVID-19, we have a lot of Zoom shaylas. That's the shayla by live streaming Megillah. So at the bottom line, Rav Schachter was Mekel, that you could be Yotze the Megillah on live streaming, I believe he said, and not just him, there are other poskim. And the F4, so the bottom line is, everyone agrees it's best not to, but the bottom line, Maker Adin, at least Bishat, on the clock, we follow that hearing something, you don't have to, you don't need a minion. The question is whether you heard the Megillah or not, or you heard Avdallah. So Bishat Sadchak, there are those poskim who say it's good, there are other poskim who say it's nothing, that you're not hearing, and therefore it's better to take a different option of being Yotze Havdalah. I guess it depends on what the elder, whether a woman should make her own Havdalah or not. That touches on a separate issue. But that's the Shaila about Havdalah over a phone. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be against. Rav Moshe bottom line did it. Was it he's still a Mesupik, but Bashar said Chak? And also maybe it's one thing for a man to hear Havdalah over the phone. For a woman, it's an easier shaila because she might not be chayev at all. And if you assume phones are hearing, so then everyone could be yotze as well, even men.